The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Meg with Pep Talk, and very pleased to have in the studio this morning our friends from Avalon HR. We have in-house today Stacy Orens, she's their HR and benefits manager, and Kirk Waters, who's in business development. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm so glad y'all are here, and as you know, I'm new to Pep Talk and new to the whole HR world. So tell me a little bit about what Avalon HR, who you are, what you do, because I want to get to know your business.
We are a local here to Pensacola, family-owned payroll and HR outsourcing company.
Okay.
And what a PEO is a professional employer organization, which means that if you come on board with us, we are the employer of record for your folks. We still do not try to tell you how to run your business. We're not going to tell you what days to be open, who you can hire, who you can fire, anything like that. I'm going to steal Chip's line here. We take the non-fun aspect of your business, and that's what we do. We file all of your taxes, your federal unemployment taxes, your state unemployment taxes. All of that is on us. We provide your employees with their W-2s at the end of the year.
That's huge.
Absolutely. We handle any garnishments your employees may have. We take care of that for you. We do any unemployment claims, work comp claims. We handle all of that. So you can focus on making your widget or running your whatever, and you don't have to do all those backside non-fun things. And we were just talking before we went on air, it's a fun fact, less than 10% of PEOs in the U.S. are IRS certified. And that opens us up to intense extra scrutiny than other payroll and HR companies we go through. We're constantly in a state of audit. We have a dedicated IRS representative assigned to us that we can call for help, questions. It's, you know, a straight hotline to a phone a friend for IRS agents that our clients may be experiencing unique situations. We utilize those resources, and that as a company, you know, talking, expanding on the resources is something we can do. We have tons of memberships that the average business owner could not afford. It would just not be feasible.
Right.
We're a member of NAPEO, which is the National Association of PEOs, FAPEO, the Florida Association of PEOs. We're a member of SHRM, which is the Society for Human Resource Management, which is it's a great tool and resource for anyone in HR, but it's expensive. Mm-hmm. It's not an inexpensive membership. All of our sales folks try to join as many local chambers and civic organizations as possible. To get out there, and we're always willing to help. I said we are local, but that doesn't mean we can't help you if you're in another state. We're currently licensed. I think we're up to.
It's over 30 states.
Oh my goodness. We're coming in on 30 states. Well, remote workers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that has really expanded our state outreach because you can be a Alabama-based business, and you can have a remote worker in Colorado. You can have a remote worker in California. Well, when you do that, you literally, for that one person, must follow the employment laws of that state.
Oh, that could get complicated.
That could get way complicated. And you have to file it, depending, you may have to file the unemployment taxes in the state where the employee lives versus where they're based. There's a whole lot that goes into it. And we set those relationships with those states up and say, okay, California, what do you need from us? Like, how do we take care of this group's taxes? And we take care of all that, so you don't have to. And it would be an exceptional burden for the average employer, I would think, to hire one remote out-of-state worker and try to keep up with what am I responsible for. But by coming to Avalon, they don't have to.
And that's a huge help.
It is. I was at a presentation. Stacy mentioned that we're members of chambers and we're involved. I was at an event over in South Baldwin, which is the Foley Chamber.
Right.
And they had a speaker in, which was the executive director of the Alabama Hospitality and Restaurant Association. And her point was, her whole presentation was, I don't see how a business can possibly do everything and be up to date with the laws that change. Stacy's always up to date with the laws that are changing, not only in Florida, but Alabama, anywhere else. How do you run this and still run your business? Because it doesn't matter if you have one employee, 10 employees, whatever, there is a law that will apply to you. And if you have over 50, there's other laws that will apply to you that don't apply. How do you know?
It's ever changing.
It is, because we have Stacey Oren.
She's your expert.
Absolutely. She's going to be there for you. And you know, there's a lot of companies out there that will outsource payroll. They go get their own workers' compensation coverage. Then they go get their own benefits, health benefits or something like that. Then they're, you know, and instead of outsourcing to 3, 4, 5 different vendors, they can partner with Avalon HR and have one company that they come to. So not only do they have, as an old boss of mine used to say, one throat to choke, right? You got one person handling all that.
Right.
But your cost is also much more reasonable, because we're able to pool all that together and present that to our clients. And that really makes a difference to them. They get the expertise, they get a great price, and they get exceptional service.
And I'm assuming you work with small as well as large businesses of all sizes?
2 to 2,000.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's great. Yeah. And one of the things, too, is do you also provide services in terms of HR issues and
Absolutely. Employment
issues and things like that? Because the payroll piece is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and having just come from a small organization, that is a huge part of it. And I was always getting emails, this is changing, the state is changing this, be aware of minimum wage, be aware of this. And so that, to have someone that's looking out for you, and we had talked earlier about PEO, so that's a professional employer organization.
Right.
So talk a little bit about some of the other services that you provide.
Absolutely. You know, if you just have a tricky employment issue, you don't know how to handle an ADA request, an American with Disabilities Act states that, you know, if an employee comes to you and discloses they have a disability and asks for accommodation, how do you as an employer determine if that accommodation is reasonable? Well, I know how to do that. We can walk through it. I had an employer very upset because an employee asked to change his work schedule because of the volume in the workplace. And this employer just didn't feel that was reasonable. And I was like, actually, under the ADA, that's probably the most reasonable request that could be made. They didn't ask for a soundproof workspace.
Mm-hmm.
They were just like, and the shift would have, you know, been within the hours of business that they were open. It was very reasonable. And they're like, well, he didn't disclose the disability when I hired him. Well, they don't have to.
Oh, that's interesting.
Absolutely not. It does not have to be disclosed until the employee comes and asks for the accommodation. And at that point, you can ask for the documentation that, you know, this disability exists.
Mm-hmm.
And then that helps us. There's a little checklist that we go through to determine if what they've asked for is reasonable. And if failing to accommodate a reasonable request can get the employer in huge trouble. I mean, it's a massive thing. And as people are becoming more aware of this, they're, you know, asking, say, hey, I love this job. I need to work here, but I need a standing desk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a reasonable accommodation. And you really have to deny something like that. You have to prove that it is a severe undue hardship to the business. So we can talk through that. A tricky discipline situation, when to let somebody go. You know, there's a lot of factors to consider. Florida is a right to work state, which technically means that you or the employer, you know, can end the employee relationship at any time for good reason, no reason. But there's still protected classes that you can't discriminate against. That doesn't just give you, you know, carte blanche to say, okay, Meg, you're fired today.
Ooh.
You know, because as females, you know, and we are not old by any means, but the age range for discrimination is very low.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Very low.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm protected.
Everyone in this room is a protected class.
Okay.
Based on age, yes. No, nobody in this room is exempt. So, you know, it's things like that that you may not be aware of that we need to talk through just to make sure. Because if you fire someone based off of protected class and they file a claim with the EEOC, which is the only legal way that you can sue your employer. You cannot go to any attorney in this town and say, I want to sue my employer because I was terminated. That's not how it works. You have to go through the EEOC, and then they issue the right to sue letter. So the EEOC process itself is not fun as an employer. If you get hit with one of those, the first thing you have to do is provide a position statement. Those are intensive to write, and it just lays out all your facts. You have to provide documentation. You have to meet with a mediator. It is a process. It is not a fun process.
It doesn't sound like it.
Right.
And it takes you away from running your business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, just for example, today my schedule is booked so solid today. I'm leaving here. I'm going straight to a meeting with a benefits broker. I'm leaving that. That's at 11. I come out of that. At 1 o'clock, I go straight into a mediation for a workers' comp situation. So as a, if I own my own business, today is essentially lost for me in productivity in my business.
Sure, because you're dealing with all HR issues.
Right.
Right.
The average business owner, senior manager, spends somewhere in the neighborhood of about 10 to 20 hours a week in HR-related functions. And they, well, you know, what do you mean? It's payroll. It's hiring somebody. It's writing an ad. It's, I mean, anything that you can do that involves an employee, it's in the neighborhood of 10 to 20 hours a week that a business owner would spend on that. Now, are we going to give you all that time back? We're not, because there's things that you have to do.
Sure.
But we will give the typical business owner back somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 15 hours a week of their time that they can go to a chamber function, that they can try and build their business, they can get out and see people,
mm-hmm.
they can belong to a professional organization and, you know, go to those meetings and things. So it's a big benefit to have us take a lot of that off your plate.
That's so such a great service that you're providing, because that really resonates with me, having been involved with a small business. Mm-hmm. So we are talking this morning, if you're just tuning in, we're on Pep Talk with News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. And we're talking this morning with Kirk Waters and Stacey Orens with Avalon HR. And we're talking all things HR this morning. And if you do have a question or you want to text in, give us a call at 850-437-1620.
Right. And if you're local here in Pensacola, even if you're local, you can stop by and see us. We're at 100 South Pace Boulevard. You can stop by anytime. There's always someone there that
what
you
are your
can
hours?
See. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. If you aren't local, if you call 850-475-1555, someone is going to answer the phone. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get put through, you know, select one for this select four for this. Someone's going to answer your call and get you to the right person.
Okay.
And we're always happy to talk to somebody, answer, you know, questions. We've gotten several calls, quick questions about something from people who aren't our clients. And if it's something quick that we can help you, we're happy to do so. You know, like I said, it's a family business. We are very much with a philosophy of we want to be a good neighbor and community partner. So if we can help out in any way, and And on that note, I've just made a on-the-spot executive decision. well, coming in this morning, I was listening to Cat Country on my way in, and the Manna Food Drive.
Yes.
Okay. I'm at this point, I'm going to proclaim Avalon as a drop-off point for anyone who would like to donate food to the Manna Food Bank. You can drop it off at our office, and we will take it all to the collection site. I believe on the 22nd is when they're taking that. But we will get that together for you. And, you know, even challenge our local businesses to drop off, you know, a few pounds of food for us. And, you know, we can give you some shout outs and help you promote your business. In turn, you're doing a great thing for our community. And we've talked about doing this for a couple of years. And I think this is the year to do it. I think we're in a good spot that we would like to do that for the community. So we, you know, encourage, welcome, and everybody just drop off some food. We do a lot of things that we, you know, so we'll just leave it. We try to be a very good community partner.
And just to confirm, the date is Friday, November 22nd, and it's to fill the Mayflower. It's for Manna Food Pantries, and it'll be at Cordova Mall. So I'm sure you can spot the truck.
Oh, I've been there a few times myself.
I'll be out there that day. So
that's something me and my son have made a tradition to do together for the last few years. And we've talked about, you know, having Avalon as a drop-off point. And so this is the year. It's time. So we welcome you. And while you're there, you know, if you'd like to just meet the team, kind of, you know, ask some more in-depth questions, see what we do, you are more than welcome.
That sounds great. So we're coming up kind of on the end of the year, believe it or not,
here in
November, which I still am trying to get my mind around that, right? So as an employer, what are some of the things I need to be concerned about as I'm coming up? Because it's going to sneak up fast, and the next thing you know, we've got Christmas vacations, and suddenly we're in the new year.
And, you know, Stacey's got some very specific things, but I just want to say one thing about it is most companies, the best time to make a change for if you're looking at either outsourcing your payroll or changing who you're doing for that, your accountant will love you if you do that at the start of the year. Right. Because it's a lot easier for the transition and everything starts fresh. And if you come on board with us, your benefits can start fresh. Everything can be brand new. The other thing, too, is that the employees will only get one W-2
mm-hmm. for the year. You can start.
Yeah, start January 1st. We start the first paycheck. We have several clients, probably. Chip and I were talking the other day. A lot of clients that are – and we have told them, honestly – when should I come on board? And we say, why don't you wait? This is October. This is November. Why don't you wait until the first of the year? Because that's better for you. Mm-hmm. It's cleaner for you.
Right.
A lot of companies will try and push you to come on board. Well, there's things that happen there. You can pay additional state unemployment or federal unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
So we right now are if you need to start right now or you have a new business, definitely start right now. We could get you started very quickly. But it's if you're an existing business, it's usually good to wait until the first of the year just for the ease of accounting. And that I know Stacy's got a lot of other things.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, and what we're kind of talking about indirectly is, you know, with your FUTA, which is your federal unemployment tax, and your SUTA, your state unemployment tax, there are limits to what the employer has to pay in.
Okay.
And once the employee hits a certain income threshold, those limits fall off. Like the employer no longer has to contribute. Okay. So it's a big savings. But if you come to a new PEO, we are considered the employer of record. Unfortunately, those limits would start over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They start over the first of every year. And it's always funny. Our clients forget that in the first paycheck of the year, they're like, why is this payroll so much higher? Well, your limits just reset. We're having to start over.
Of course,
and that's a government thing, folks.
Yeah,
that's
it's not
Avalon. Don't
the government's going to get their
that's
money.
That's not just a fee or something.
No,
random
fee.
That's
with anywhere. That's just not Avalon specific. Right. So you know that's why they're saying, you know, yeah, we would love to have your business, but we want it to be best for you. That's why our salespeople are like, you know, especially this time of year, if you can hold off to that first of the year, it'll save you money.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And we like that. We try to be very straightforward, very honest, very upfront in what it means to you, what the cost involved to you is. But like I said, we can bring you in, make sure the work comp is huge. Chip is very big on our safety program, and we do toolbox topics for a lot of our employers to keep them workers' comp compliant. If you have accidents, we can bring you into a plan and show the carrier, hey, we're working with these folks. Education, mm-hmm. training, on-site, I think Chip usually uses forklift as a great example.
Right.
Forklift training. We can provide all that for you.
That's incredible.
And that's something Chip and I both really like to do. You know, how I kind of got into HR was I was in training for a company forever, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. I absolutely loved it. And then it kind of morphed into HR. So, you know, Chip and I both enjoy those opportunities to get out and do training with our clients. And again, state-specific, California has a very specific rule about sexual harassment training. It has to be conducted once a year. It has to be conducted face-to-face. You have to give the employee the opportunity to engage in conversation about the training. I mean, it's a very specific law. I can't just send you an online training course and be like, here, mm-hmm. do this. I have to meet with you and conduct this training face-to-face and give you the opportunity to interact. Again, if you've got one employee or 10, you still have to do this in the state of California.
Okay. What about the state of Florida? What are some of the things that are absolutes?
You know, Florida's a little rogue. they really are. Well, we don't have a state income tax in Florida.
Correct. So that's one.
Right.
Our big things are probably our minimum wage mm-hmm. going up every year on the most random date of the year ever.
September 30th, right?
September 30th.
Yes, I saw that.
We're not done with that yet, folks. We've still got a couple of those increases to go. But, you know, again, workers' comp is different from state to state.
Yeah, and we, you know, regardless of what state you're in, some of the states are funny, Ohio and states like that you have to go through the state to get it. But Florida, Alabama,
Georgia,
Mississippi,
Texas, all let us come under our master policy.
Right. And that can benefit, you know, a client may have a little higher, what we call modification rate, because they've had some injuries. If we can get them on ours, it can help save them some money on workers' compensation. Florida's threshold for state unemployment is only $7,000. So you pay state unemployment on the first $7,000 of income. There are states, I think Oregon comes to mind, that's like $30,000,
$40,000. Wow.
So it's a big savings in Florida, you know, that right. you only pay on that first $7,000.
And I can't, you know, this is good. I can't say those numbers for sure because I hate the numbers side. Believe it, I don't like it. I'm a people person. I'm not a numbers person. But that's why we have a dedicated tax department.
Right.
That's their jam. That's yeah. what they love
okay.
to do. Numbers make sense to them. So we have a dedicated tax department because no one person can do it all. And like I said, I have to, you know, there's been times employers will call me with questions. I'll be like, hey, you know what? I need to consult our attorney. I need to consult SHRM. Like, there's so many complex situations sometimes. No human can keep it all in their head. There's no way. But again, we are fortunate as an organization that we have huge partnerships that allow us to get those resources.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Does health insurance also, do you have any connections there as well? Because that's a tough one.
Right. Benefits, we can bring you in under our master plan, and that's where you have the benefits in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're trying to get a plan for 10 people, your costs are going to be significantly higher than coming onto our plan, which has 1,000, because it's just spreading the risk.
Right.
You know,
that's
cost
right.
versus risk. That simple. So, yeah, we can bring you on. We've got health options. We have the dental, the vision, supplemental, 401k. If you get a 401k on your own, you usually have to pay about a $500 fee. You've got to figure out how to get the payroll information to the company. You have to figure out how to get the funds to the company. But with a PEO and the way our 401k is structured, you can join into our existing plan with no fees. I submit your payroll. It's all done via file feed. You don't have to touch it.
Yeah.
You're hired.
It's a big savings.
As they say in the biz, you're hired.
And more states, and I haven't seen what the new number is, but last year there was 16 states that required a retirement plan
really?
For your employees.
That's
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's growing and mm-hmm. growing and growing. Every year
and that's one of the big things
more.
we'll talk about next time is the 401k changes coming. The automatic enrollment feature starts January 1st of 2025, and that's going to be a huge impact, and there will be an additional cost to the employer because of if you are in a plan that does matching
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden all your people that weren't contributing are automatically enrolled at 3%, well, then you've got a matching component that goes with that. And we can help you navigate that for sure.
Well, we'll definitely need to talk about that in more detail next time before we get to January.
And it's a great benefit that can be a game changer for people to have that 401k option. And it's coming as a mandatory enrollment.
No, that makes
automatic
sense.
Enrollment.
That makes a lot of sense.
Not mandatory, automatic.
Correct.
So if someone's thinking about making a change, how do they get in touch with you? Who should they call? What are your website, your phone number?
Yeah, avalonhr.com. Very easy. AVALONHR.com. Call the office, 850-475-1555. Just say, hey, I need to speak to somebody about your services. Chip Wood or myself will reach out to you. If you're local, we'll come sit down with you. We can go through it. If you're a little bit farther away, we can go through it on the phone with you. But yeah, we're all about being very upfront with you. We're going to lay out all your options. And you know what? If we're the right option for you, we'll tell you. If we're not, we'll make a recommendation
well.
of what
well,
maybe would be the right
pretty-
thing.
Pretty unusual to hear.
No, we've had to do that. We've met with a couple of clients where we sit down at the end of the conversation and say, you know what, we would love to have your business, but honestly, we are not the right fit for
you. Right, right.
That's really great.
Yeah.
That's
very
credible.
It's just about being honest. And, you know, Pensacola is a small town. I know we're coming up on time, but we want to protect our reputation and our clients in every chance that we get because, you know, Pensacola, as you know, is a who-you-know town. And we want
yes,
to make sure
is.
That when people think of Avalon HR, they smile. And they're thankful for us being here.
Well, I'm smiling right now to have you both as guests this morning in the studio. Been talking with Avalon HR on Pep Talk. If you want to reach them, 850-475-1555. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Kirk Waters and Stacey Orns. You guys have been amazing. I know you do so much to help in the community in addition to helping all of our businesses. So thank you so much.
Welcome
thank
to Pep
you.
Talk.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time right after the break.